All right, pay attention, everybody, because I have some big news here. We have Marcella Raymond on the line with us, one of my favorite WGN
TV
news reporters.
Marcella Raymond, you are great. We're fans.
Oh my gosh, I'm feeling the love.
We
I'm
love you. You're good. Great at what you do.
How long have you been there? Because you've covered some pretty huge things.
Oh, it's been almost, it'll be 18 years.
Look at that.
Halloween.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Always
yeah,
been a fan of yours, and you do a great job.
Wendy.
Can I read this letter that you got, this email?
Sure.
Or do you want to read it?
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Let Wendy read it, because she wrote it, Marcella. Let her read it.
I thought it was maybe someone who knew me.
Yep, it's Wendy.
See, all right, before I read this, though, Marcella posted this on her Facebook page, and everybody shared it and reposted it because it just is shocking. But when I'm reading this, I can't decide if it's from a man or a woman. Did they sign their name, first of all? I doubt it.
Yeah. No name, no address, nothing.
Hmm.
Okay.
And you know what? I think I was trying to figure that out, too, but I just think it's a woman. I don't know why.
Do you think it's a woman?
I do, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's funny because
I
was reading it to my husband, and he goes, God, that guy's a jerk. And I said, what makes you think it's a guy?
Interesting.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Women
right.
are mean to each other.
I guess.
All right.
They are. They really are.
All right. Well, listen to this, because I was shocked, and we had to get you on to talk about this. It says Marcella. And the good news is they spelled your name right, because that's always important.
Not like the chicken.
You are an excellent reporter. Content is no problem. You have good broadcast skills and are a good communicator.
You know what? I just changed my mind, Marcella. This is from a woman, because a guy wouldn't have complimented you. He would have gone right for the jugular.
Probably
but a woman buttered
top,
you up
right.
a little bit and said, here's some good stuff, now the bad stuff.
Right. There
All right.
you go.
So that's the opening statement. Very nice, complimentary, sucking you in only to stick the knife in.
Sure.
Then it continues. However, please allow me to point out, in parentheses, with great respect, that, that you have gained too much weight.
Ugh.
Being heavier than you probably want to be does present a message to the viewer. This person is not able to discipline herself in a visual medium.
Can you believe that?
No.
Wow.
It interferes with your real message when reporting. And now she goes on. And you can stop me if you're sick of hearing this. I just am shocked.
No, go ahead.
Okay.
I think it's interesting for people to hear it again. Go ahead.
Okay. So then she goes on, or the viewer.
Right.
Anonymous.
The big fan.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know as well as anyone that the TV news game is a young person's business. Being overweight makes people look older than they actually are. And an overweight body takes its toll on the actual aging process, especially facially. At the very least, television is a visual medium, and its performers, in parentheses, and each reporter is to a degree a performer, should put forward their best visual presence. Last paragraph. I hope you can discern from this unusual letter a clear sense of concern. That's it. Only concern. It's hard enough to keep jobs in TV. Why make it more difficult on yourself?
Sure.
At some point, management will view your being significantly out of shape as a reflection of your not caring or, quote, not keeping your house in order.
Right.
Oh, my
God. Can you believe that?
God.
Yep.
I can't believe
this. And here's the thing. Here's the thing, too. It's like, this is just such a passive-aggressive letter, and you're concerned about my job? Is that what you're concerned about?
Right.
You know, I don't even know you. You have no idea what's going on in my life. You don't know, do I have a medical condition that's made me gain weight? Have I been really depressed? Did I lose somebody, you know, recently? Am I just tired of working out? Like, you have no idea what is going on in my life. And for you to take the time to sit down and write a letter under the guise of being concerned about me is
a bunch of crap.
A bunch of crap. Yeah, it really is. And you know what? If I know, I look at myself every day. You know, I'm 50 years old. I watch myself on TV after I've done, I tape my stuff. I still tape them because I want to see how the story was put together. I want to see how everything looked. And, you know, you're just as critical of yourself as you were probably when you were in your 20s in terms of what you see on TV. But part of you just doesn't care anymore because this is part of the aging process. And it's hard to see that while you're on TV. Because, yes, you know, things are sagging. You know, if the lighting's not perfect, yeah, you're not going to look as good as you did when you were 30, you know, and so you've gained some pounds. Okay, so I look at it as, well, what makes me look better? And so that's why I watch it, like, oh, I shouldn't wear that, or I shouldn't wear that.
Right.
So I'm hard enough on myself.
You're probably worse on yourself than anyone's ever been.
The
second
worse on yourself.
Right. It's terrible. It's terrible. But, you know, I'm comfortable enough with who I am that, and I know I would like to lose some weight, and I will eventually, but it's for me. It's not for anybody else.
Exactly. And Bill, you can attest to this. You know, I've gone up and down in my weight, and, you know, every day when I mention some kind of food, somebody texts and says, you look like you eat the quesadilla from Taco Bell.
Unbelievable.
But that's where people go with women. You know, like if somebody goes, oh, you're a ditz, and I get those on a regular basis too. I know I'm not, so that doesn't offend me. But when somebody goes right for the weight, it's like, boom, you got me.
Right. See, and I look at it, I'm kind of the opposite now. I used to be, you know, when I was probably, Tony, I was probably 40 pounds lighter, and I would get things from agents when I was, you know, this is years, 20 years ago, and it would be, she needs to lose some weight.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
What would they say about me today?
Wow.
You know?
So, Marcella, when you read this...
If I didn't have a job for 17 years, they would never... No one would ever hire me.
Of course.
Ridiculous.
So when you read this the other day, when you first got this letter and you read it, what was the decision process to go public with it?
Well, I showed it to all my friends first because I came in and the letter was unsigned. It said personal. And I don't know why I opened it because a lot of times I just throw those in the garbage.
Yeah.
And I opened it and I read the first lines and I was like, okay, well, there's something coming. And then, you know, the weight thing came and I walked into the newsroom and I saw Tanya Francisco, who's does our morning news. And I gave it to her and she's like, she read it up until it just said something about weight. She's like, girl, don't even look at this. This is ridiculous. Don't even look at it. So I kept showing like all my friends. I'm like, can you believe I got this letter? And I thought, you know what? I'm going to take a picture of it and I'm going to post it because I think that while, you know, the outpouring of support was crazy and I didn't need that. I didn't need for people to say, oh, Marcel, you're not fat or no, you look great or anything like that. But I wanted people to see how rude people can be.
Yep. Yeah. I can't believe it.
I was so like what made me really happy was that there were so many people who also saw this the same way. And would never do anything like that to anybody else. So that was the really positive thing that came out of it. And we're talking about it. And I think, you know, we as a society need to just relax, you know? So what? I'm heavier than I used to be. Are you listening to what I'm saying?
You're not there. It's not a beauty pageant.
Story to tell.
Right.
Right.
And that's what it is. You know, you're giving women a voice. And I loved that you posted it on your Facebook page and made it public because, you know what? Really, the way to get to a woman is to say you're fat. Even if you're not fat, that will hurt you more than anything as a woman because, like I said before, you're smart. You do a great job. You're eloquent. But they go right for the jugular when someone wants.
Marcella,
And you know what? And I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say a couple of years ago, and you may remember this, you may not. In La Crosse, Wisconsin, there was a news anchor, Jennifer Livingston.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So you know that story, almost identical to what you just experienced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Another fan who sent a letter saying, you know, you're supposed to be an example for the community's young people, but you're not.
Right.
That kind of thing. Yeah.
What kind of example of starving yourself, of being obsessed with how you look, of letting it interfere with doing your job, of feeling constantly under that pressure to be a certain size or a certain look or stuff like that. I mean, that's what I love about WGN is that we have so many different people who look so differently and they're all different. They're all different shapes and sizes. And
you mean Paul Conrad, don't you? Are you talking about Paul Conrad?
Exactly. Conrad and Skilling. Exactly.
Yep.
And no one has ever said to me, Marcella, you need to lose a few pounds or, you know, I'm not going to go around. The big thing now with women in news is to wear sleeveless everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't really like my arms right now, so I'm not wearing anything sleeveless.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that look either. I got to be honest with you.
You know, I'm just like, ugh. You know, I can't. Luckily, I've been here long enough that I feel, you know, confident in my job. It's not like I'm going to lose my job because I've gained a few pounds.
Sure, sure.
A lot of people go up and down on their weight. And you know what? This reminds me of when, was it Ashley Graham, who is the size 16 model?
From Sports Illustrated?
Yes.
And,
yeah.
And Cheryl Teagues comes out and says, it's not healthy to be overweight. You know what? I know some skinny people who aren't very healthy.
No, I know.
And someone.
Well, they have that, you know, they've had that in their head for so long. That's not real. You know, that's just, it's not real. These supermodels. I mean, I don't think reporters should be looked at in the same sort of,
category.
You know, like category, exactly. I mean, we should not be in that same category. Our main job is not to wear a swimsuit or to look like a beauty queen. Our main job is to deliver the news in the best way we can so that people will watch.
Sure.
And they understand and they're getting informed. And it's not about being the prettiest girl on TV.
Well, you are. And it's Marcella Raymond that we're talking to right now. Can I tell you, someone said that this sounds like someone who is in the broadcasting world and is jealous that they don't have a job.
You know, they seem to know the business a little bit. There's a couple times, right? So they allude to some things, yeah.
And I was wondering if it was maybe a consultant, you know, or something like that. I mean, they signed it, well, didn't sign it, but said they weren't leaving their name because they were in the advertising business and they're not supposed to have contact with talent or something. And
oh,
I'm thinking,
sure.
Blah, blah,
what?
Blah.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know. I have no idea. But it was just something I felt like I was like really adamant about sharing with people because I wanted them to also have that conversation of, you know, everyone's not a size two.
And they're not going to be.
And they're not going to be. And the majority of people in this country, I mean, you know, I'm a size 10. There you go. Am I going to be a 6? Probably not again. You know what I mean? Because it's just, it's too much work. It's not that important to me anymore. You know, there are other things that I wish to spend my time thinking about or doing than stressing over, you know, losing 20 pounds. It's something I want to do for myself, but I'm not going to make it, you know, all encompassing and my whole life just go by the wayside because of it. It's crazy.
Right.
No, I don't think I'll ever get into my wedding dress again, but that's okay because I'm
already
married.
You'll get another wedding dress for the next wedding. It'll be better.
I'm not getting another wedding. Someone wants to know why you're even giving credence to a letter like this. This person is obviously very unhappy and critical. This letter belongs in the trash can, but I admire you for making this public because people are so rude to one another, and social media has created this.
It has. It really has. And this whole anonymity thing, and it wasn't even, you know, it was a letter. Like, someone typed out a letter and put a stamp on it and sent it to me, you know? So, and that was cowardly, too, because, you know, if you email it or do something else, then I can find out who you are.
Right.
And I can respond to you. I mean, I get more upset. I was just pissed off at that person. I was just mad at that person. You know, I just thought you shouldn't be allowed to get away with this. And I kind of just wanted to make a point in that respect. But I care more about when people criticize my job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that bothers me a lot more than this did.
Makes sense.
This does. Like Wendy said, go to the jugular. You know, it's just like, you're not good enough.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Well, darn it, you are. You
you're
do a
very
great
good.
Job.
And can I just, a quick compliment your way. I saw this one morning on the WGN TV Morning News. I don't know if they do it with regularity, but they should. Jeff Hoover and Mike Toomey put together a special, an episode of Everybody Loves Raymond, but it was Everybody Loves Marcella Raymond. And I thought that was great.
That was awesome.
That was fun.
So creative. They are so creative. And I think, I'm not in town right now, but I think that tomorrow, if I'm right, they're doing something on the morning news about all the hate texts and hate emails and letters and all that stuff that we all get at Channel 9. So, and when you're an anchor, you get tons more. Just like if you guys, you know, you guys are on the air for several hours, people, they hone in more on all that little stuff. And So it's you know, I don't get that as much as everybody else does.
We get a lot of it, but it's from management. They sign it and it says their name, so we know who's doing it.
I just hope they're not the ones calling me a ditz.
No, they're not. It's not them.
Right. I know. Absolutely not.
All right. Well, 18 years and going strong. And
thanks, guys.
What are you working on? What's your next story coming up?
I don't know. I mean, I'm off for 10 days.
Good for you.
Good.
I am on spring break, so I'm not doing anything right now. And I never know until I walk in the door.
Yeah.
It's a crazy business, as you know.
Well, we will keep watching you, and we support you, Marcella Raymond.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Marcella.
I really appreciate you having
me. All right, have a good vacation. Take care.
Thanks so much. Bye.
All right.
Everyone does love Marcella Raymond.
I know. It fits nicely, doesn't
just
it?
Just rude people. Somebody thought that letter actually might be from Trump. It seems like Donald Trump has that way.
Could be.
He's done picking on Megyn Kelly,
right.
So now go to Marcella.
Let's move on.